Well, we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist, and we hope you'll stick around for the full hour and consider coming back next week. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We're going to start off this hour with a group headed by the president, Lester Young. This is from an Everest LP released in 1974, and it's a compilation of previous recordings, and as often happens in these situations, there's different personnel on every track. And of course, that would be way too much to ask to list all the personnel for every track. So we have to do a little research, and our research comes up with Lester being backed on this track by Junior Mantz on piano, Jesse Drakes on trumpet, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Marvin Fisher and Roy Alford entitled Destination Moon. I'm gonna go get some more. Destination Moon, featuring Lester Young on tenor sax, Junior Mance on piano, Jesse Drakes on trumpet, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was about the most casual session you'll probably ever hear. There might even have been a card game going on there in the background, in spite of all the great solos there. That was from an Everest LP released in 1974, titled simply Lester Young.
How we're going to find our highlight artist of the week, Colin Hawkins, back in the Prestige studio. Colin cut several LPs for Prestige in the late 50s and early 60s. And this is from his album, Colin Hawkins with the Red Garland Trio. And so Colin is abetted by Garland, who is a veteran of the jazz scene and played with Coleman's in the past. At that time was a pianist in the Miles Davis, classic Miles Davis quintet. And there's also a veteran drummer, Specs Wright, here. And at that time, a young Detroit bassist, Doug Watkins, who composed this next particular track called Blues for Ron. Thank you. That was a nice, easy blues by our spotlight artist, tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins, on the Prestige Swingville label, cut back in 1959. And good solos all the way around. Besides Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, we had the beautiful block chord solo by pianist Red Garland, and a fine bass solo there by the composer of that particular composition, Doug Watkins, and along in the background, we had Specs Wright on drums. So what's up next, Al?
Well, up next we'll hear from a group called the Lighthouse All-Stars. This is from a Liberty LP entitled Double or Nothing. The Lighthouse was a jazz club in California owned by Howard Rumsey, and this is truly a group of West Coast All-Stars. It features Dick Shreve on piano, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Frank Rosolino on trombone, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Dizzy Gillespie entitled The Champ.
Thank you.
And that was The Champ, featuring Dick Shreve on piano, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Frank Rosolino on trombone, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. That was an LP featuring the Lighthouse All-Stars entitled Double or Nothing.
Next up, we have Coleman Hawkins in the Verb Studio, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio Plus One. The trio is, of course, Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on bass, a regular working trio for many years. And then they brought in Alvin Stoller on drums. And this is an album cut under Coleman Hawkins' name called The Genius of Coleman Hawkins. And you're going to do a great Harold Arlen, Ted Kohler tune, Ill Wind.
Thank you.
Gorgeous rendition of a Mercer Kohler composition, Ill Wind, a favorite of jazz musicians all down through the years. With our highlight artist, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, tastefully in the background was the Oscar Peterson Trio Plus One. That's Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and they brought in Alvin Stoller on drums. And it was cut on a Verb label in 1957.
Well, next we'll hear from vibe artist Lionel Hampton. This is from an RCA Victor Vintage label LP entitled Stompology. And it features Lionel on vibes, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Alan Roos on guitar, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Cootie Williams on trumpet, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. And this is a tune Hamp wrote, and it's the title tune from the LP, Stompology. Stompology, a tune written by Lionel Hampton and featuring Hamp on vibes, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Alan Roos on guitar, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Cootie Williams on trumpet, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. It was from an RCA Victor Vintage LP released in 1971 entitled Stompology.
Well, now we find our spotlight artist of the week, tenor sax band Coleman Hawkins, in the Capitol studio. This is a 78 RPM recording burned to a CD by Capitol. And this is a period of time, 1945, when jazz was making a transition from swing to bop. And so Coleman Hawkins was always in the forefront on the modern changes in jazz. And here this group has one foot firmly planted in the bebop style and another foot planted in the swing style. It's kind of a combination of a transition period. And this is a little thing written by Coleman Hawkins called Stuffy. And he brings along with him a young bopper at that time, Howard McGee on trumpet, the inimitable Sir Charles Thompson on piano, a Basie, Count Basie clone, a fine guitar work of Alan Roos and Oscar Peterson on bass, Denzel Best on drums, recorded in L.A. in February of 1945. Let's listen to Stuffy. A boppish little thing put together by Coleman Hawkins called Stuffy from a Capitol CD. The recording was done on 78, of course, and burned to a CD later and under the name of Hollywood Stampede. And you heard some fine piano work there by Sir Charles Thompson, the guitar work by Alan Roos, and Howard McGee on trumpet, and of course our spotlight artist of the week, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax.
Well, next we'll hear from alto saxophone artist Lou Donaldson. This is from a Blue Note LP entitled Alligator Boogaloo. I'm not sure where they got that title. It conjures up an interesting mental picture. But anyway, Lou's backed here by Lonnie Smith on organ, George Benson on guitar, Leo Morris on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Murray Mincher and Billy Maul entitled I Want a Little Girl. I Want a Little Girl, featuring Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Lonnie Smith on organ, George Benson on guitar, and Leo Morris on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP released in 1967 entitled Alligator Boogaloo.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Corns. We'd like to remind you, we are here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So I hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night. We're going to close it out with our spotlight artist, tenor sax band Colin Hawkins, from his prestige album, Soul. And this is a little composition written by Hawkins, and ably assisted by Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ray Bryan on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, O.C. Johnson on drums. Let's listen to Soul Blues.